The 10-Minute Bible Journey, Account 41, Stargazing Wise Men and a Power-Crazed King, circa 5 to 4 BC. The arrival on Earth of the one who spoke the universe into being was suddenly emblazoned across the heavens. In a country east of Israel, scholars known as Magi carefully studied the heavens. To their surprise, one night they observed a new star mysteriously rising. Fascinated, the Magi found that the star was prophesied hundreds of years earlier to mark the arrival of a very special Jewish king. Meanwhile, in Bethlehem, perhaps 600 miles due west across the desert, the fire glow that illuminated the place of Jesus' birth was erased by the morning sunrise. Although the angel's announcement shared by the shepherds was exciting and surely led to visits by numerous townsfolk, basic daily responsibilities had to continue. The small family with the amazing story probably soon found a better place to stay and left the feeding trough manger behind. In obedience to the scriptures, Joseph had Jesus circumcised when he was 8 days old. During the weeks and months that followed, Joseph apparently found work at Bethlehem, where loved ones heard the eyewitness account of the shepherds, and now wondered in amazement, could Mary's absurd testimony about her virgin pregnancy actually be true? Meanwhile, the Magi prepared for their historic trek, perhaps with a caravan that included servants, soldiers, riding animals, and pack animals loaded with gifts, shelters, food, and other provisions. The goal, to locate and worship the extraordinary king whose birth was heralded by a star. 40 days after Jesus' birth, Joseph took Mary and Jesus to Jerusalem to fulfill the law of Moses requiring a sacrifice for the new mother's purification. Only about 6 miles from Bethlehem, it was likely an easy walk on the much-traveled road to the capital city. During their time at Jerusalem's stately temple, more about Jesus was shared, first by the jubilant Simeon, then by the elderly prophetess Anna. Sometime after that day, possibly when Jesus was around 1 year old, the Magi arrived at Jerusalem. It was here, in the city of the Jewish temple, that they expected to find the future king of the Jews. The esteemed Magi received an audience with King Herod the Great and told of the star and its meaning. Herod inquired of his chief priests and scribes, who confirmed that, yes, a king was to be born, but in Bethlehem of Judea, not Jerusalem. Herod directed the Magi to the nearby town. He told them to report back to him as soon as they found the child, supposedly so he too could go and worship. The Magi rejoiced greatly that the very special star, a supernatural phenomenon, guided them and came to rest over the home where Jesus was. Then they fell down and worshipped the child, presenting him with valuable gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, because they had been warned in a dream not to report to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. In a dream that night, the Lord told Joseph to get up, take Mary and Jesus, and immediately escape to Egypt because Herod was about to search for Jesus to kill him. Joseph obeyed without delay, but Herod became furious that he had been outwitted by the Magi. Likely to help ensure the future king's death, ruthless Herod ordered the execution of every male child up to 2 years old in Bethlehem and the surrounding region. Joseph stayed with Mary and Jesus in Egypt until an angel appeared again in a dream and told him to return to Israel. On his way to Bethlehem, Joseph was warned again in another dream, so he turned and went to the region of Israel known as Galilee, and it was there in the village of Nazareth that Jesus was raised, as the scriptures foretold.
Key verses. Behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew 2:9-11.
God, when I picture the Magi, I envision stately, aloof men. I do not imagine a group of leaders who are ecstatic, rejoicing with exceeding great joy. But the Bible describes some sort of euphoric state that night as the supernatural star led them to the house where Jesus was. Your loving kindness must have been an exceptional encouragement to Mary and Joseph, as regal representatives from a faraway nation actually fell before Jesus and worshiped him. Thank you, Lord, for supplying for the needs that Joseph and Mary would face in their urgent departure only a few hours later.